Stability and Trust Asanas. Focusing on moving the body, even for a few minutes each day, will create more energy and positivity. The following movements aim to open the body and mind towards believing and trusting that we are supported by the world around us. Come back to these movements to rid any feelings of disconnection, towards finding balance and confidence, to be connected and trust the people that surround us. Pick a place where there is space to move and brings a smile to the face. Decide to commit to a time that works each day. A few minutes to acknowledge how the body and mind feels and be willing to accept that. Never wanting another body, for this one holds the memories and patterns of past lifetimes. Remember how the mind and body feel after the movements. It'll be a fabulous motivator. Come to a standing position. Bring the feet slightly wider than the hips, with a little bend in the knees, toes pointing out at a 45-degree angle. Lift the left leg up and stomp the foot down, returning it to the floor. Lift the right leg up and stomp it down, returning it to the floor. Stomp the left foot, stomp the right. Stomp left, stomp right. Go a little faster. Stomp left, stomp right. Think of connecting with the ground beneath. Feel the power in the legs. Feel the energy you are creating beneath the feet. Stomp left, stomp right. Make the stomp louder. Be heard. Stomp left, stomp right. The feet connecting with the ground. Stomp left, right, louder. Smile. Let the upper body move in whatever way it wishes. Stomp left, stomp right. Stomp left, stomp right. Left, right. Left, right. Stomp left, stomp right. Stomp left, stomp right. Stomp left again. Stomp right. Stomp left, stomp right. Stomp left, stomp right. Stomp left, stomp right. Stomp left and stomp right. Slow down the rhythmic stomping, tapping the balls of each foot in turn. Come to a stop and still the body. Bring the feet together. If possible, get the toes to touch and the heels to touch. Lift the arches and roll the ankles out to the side. Press the feet into the ground, feeling all four corners of each foot. Relax the toes. Feel the power of the earth steady beneath. Lift the kneecaps and engage the thighs. Tuck the pelvis under. Close the ribs. Bring them closer together. Lengthen through the neck. Parallel the chin to the floor. Close the eyes and be still. Think of the ground beneath you and ground into the earth underfoot. Dissolve into the texture which anchors you. Experience no end, no beginning of matter. Stand tall from the realm of gravity at the feet, feeling the energy pulsing up through the body and down through the body, between the skies and the earth. One being, ever connected to nature and those around us. Breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. In through the nose, out through the nose. Continue working with the breath in this way. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale, lengthening the torso, and exhaling, fold forward from the hips. Bring the hands in front of the feet, bending the knees a little bit if needed. And step back into Ardha Mukha Shavasana, downward facing dog. Spread the fingers wide, index fingers pointing forward, arms engaged. Wrap the shoulders down the back. Push the sit bones high, reaching towards the sky, and think of the heels pushing towards the earth, creating a pyramid-like shape, one of the strongest structures on earth, stable, connected, and strong. Breathe in through the nose for a count of four, and out through the nose for a count of four, and continue working with the breath in this way. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. 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 Slowly look up and step the right foot forward. Slowly look up and step the right foot forward. If you need to move the foot with the hand, no worries. The right toes should just be in line with the fingertips and the torso long. Ground down through the back foot, the outer edge of the foot pushing into the ground, lifting the arch slightly. Check in with the hips and see that they are even and facing forward. If you need to move the back leg over a little bit to the left so the hips can more easily rotate, do so. Lift the arms up, palms together if possible. A deep 90-degree bend in the right knee. Knee over ankle. Thigh parallel to the earth if possible. Widen the stance if you feel the knee is a little bit over the ankle. Virabhadrasana 1. Warrior 1. Warrior strong. Breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. Continue working with this breath. Inhale. Exhale 1. Inhale. Exhale 2. Inhale. Exhale 3. Inhale. Exhale 4. Inhale. Exhale 5. Place hands either side of the front foot and step back into downward facing dog. Look up and step the left foot forward. Left toes in line with the fingertips and the torso super long, assisting the foot forward if needed. Ground the back foot down. Check in with the hips again, bringing them forward, moving the back leg over to the right if needed to make sure the hips are rotated. Lift the arms up, palms together if possible. Look for the 90-degree bend. Look for the thigh paralleling to the earth. Check in with the stance and spiral the legs away from each other. Feel the power coursing through the body. Breathe in through the nose and out through the nose for four. Inhale. Exhale one. Inhale. Exhale two. Inhale. Exhale, three. Inhale. Exhale, four. Inhale. Exhale, five. Place hands either side of the foot and step back into downward facing dog. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Look up and step the right foot forward. Find Warrior One again. This time bring the arms out to the side and see the hips move towards the left parallel. Hold here in Warrior Two. Channel the inner warrior and feel the ground beneath. Torso upright, shoulders relaxed, gaze soft and over the right middle finger. Inhale. Exhale one. Inhale. Exhale two. Inhale. Exhale three. Inhale. Exhale four. Inhale. Exhale five. Place hands either side of the foot and step back into downward facing dog. Look up and step the left foot forward. Find Warrior One on the other side. Bring arms out to the side and see the hips move towards the right. Front knee bent 90 degrees, thigh parallel to the ground. Finding Warrior Two. Hold steady and strong and gentle at the same time. Inhale. Exhale one. Inhale. Exhale two. Inhale. Exhale three. Inhale. Exhale four. Inhale. Exhale five. Place hands either side of the front foot and step back into downward facing dog. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Look up and step the right foot forward, finding Warrior Two. Straighten the right leg and lift the knee to engage the thigh. Lengthen through the torso and hinge from the hip. Keep reaching forward with the right arm until the body is fully extended, and then bring the right hand to the right shin and extend the left arm to the sky, bringing the arms in one line. Torso is parallel to the wall. Tailbone tucked under, right hip moving forward, Trikonasana triangle, finding stability in all parts of the body. Inhale. Exhale one. Inhale. Exhale two. Inhale. Exhale three. Inhale. Exhale four. Inhale. Exhale five. Place hands either side of the front foot and step back into downward facing dog. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Look up and step the left foot forward, finding Warrior Two on the other side. Straighten the left leg, lift the left kneecap and engage the thigh. Lengthen through the torso and hinge from the hip. Keep reaching forward with the left arm until the body is fully extended, and then bring the left hand to the left ankle, shin or thigh, whichever feels good. Extend the right arm to the sky. Torso is parallel to the wall. Left hip moving underneath and forward. Trikonasana triangle on the other side. Strength and trust. Inhale. Exhale one. Inhale, exhale two, inhale, exhale three, inhale, exhale four, inhale, exhale five. Place hands either side of the front foot and step back into downward facing dog. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Walk the hands towards the feet and gently roll up to stand, full of awareness and gratitude to the body. Finally, come to lie down on the back. Extend the arms and the legs out like a starfish. Inhale and tense up the whole body. Exhale and let it all go. Inhale, tense, 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 tense the body up. And exhale, let it all go and melt into the ground. Coming into Shavasana. Let the breath regulate. Let it breathe the body in whatever way it wishes. Let the control go. Enjoy the calming feeling of the breath. Dissolve into the earth beneath. Close the eyes. Relax the whole body. Be in a state of calm. Stay here for a few moments and receive the energy. Slowly wiggle the fingers and the toes. Stretch arms overhead. Turn to the right, knees to the chest, hands as a pillow. Stay here for a few short moments. Push your way up to a seated position. Feel the state of relaxation. Bring the hands to heart center. Thank the body and send it blessings and love. Namaste.